The holidays are all about sharing with family. Meals, couches, stories, grandma's secret pecan pie recipe. And now, you can also share a cart with Instacart's family carts. Everyone can add what they want to one group cart from wherever they are. So you don't have to go from room to room to find out who wants cranberry sauce, or who should get mini marshmallows for the yams, or collecting votes for sugar cookies versus shortbread. Just share a cart and then share the meals and the moments. Download the Instacart app and get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes. Plus, enjoy free delivery on your first three orders. Service fees and terms apply.
When I pull up to the parking lot, it's time to level up. Dial in, showing out for your team. Listen up, get you some. I stand the fan to give you what you need. Fan fuel, game time, turn up the intensity. Team colors bleeding now. 5 hour energy. For a limited time, get the fan fuel flavor at 5hourenergy.com.
I'm Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And together we have the podcast Office Ladies.
Just because we finished rewatching The Office does not mean we're going anywhere.
Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories from The Office and our friendship with brand new guests. Plus, you can revisit all the Office Ladies rewatch episodes every Monday with new bonus tidbits before every episode.
So follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Actually, my freshman year at Wisconsin, he was a running backs coach when I showed up. So he had, you know, Melvin Gordon and all those things. So along with Coach Beattie as well, the receivers coach. So it's kind of crazy when I came in here this year to see those guys and just haven't seen them for a while. It's awesome to see. And going against Coach Brown last year in Carolina and things like that, I know dude is just an absolute workhorse. I mean, he's a hands-on guy who wants to see everything that the players are seeing. And a guy who truly loves what he does, and I know that he's going to bring some juice. I do. I know he's going to bring some energy, and I'm excited to see it. I am excited to see kind of where we go, but I know that it's never just one thing.
Mully and Haw, Chicago Sports Radio 670, The Score. So there's one nice promotion for a certain Thomas Brown, the new offensive coordinator from the linebacker on yesterday, knows him.
T.J. Edwards knew him from Wisconsin, spoke highly of him, played against him, and Thomas Brown is now the play caller for the Bears and has a very good reputation around the league.
And we'll find out. Now let's get to the phone lines. Darren Gant from Panthers.com. joins us. All guests brought to you by Aturo, your all-weather tire, aturo.com. Hey, Darren, how are you?
Doing well, fellas. How's it going in Chicago?
All right.
Well, we're doing okay. It's getting a little chilly, but you probably wouldn't mind because you're freshly back from Germany with the Panthers, and you probably have new lederhosen. Isn't that what one does?
Yeah, I look great in lederhosen, especially this time of year. It's still shorts weather in Charlotte, so lederhosen works out for us here.
So tell us about Thomas Brown. Tell us how good a job he did. What were the circumstances in which he took over?
How good a job he did?
Well, he's turned Bryce Young around completely.
Oh, yeah.
Bryce Young looked taller when Brown took over.
No question. Here's what I'll say about Thomas Brown. Thomas Brown is an extremely bright coach. He understands how to get a hold of a room and get guys to listen to him. And, you know, you guys have been around. Not everybody who coaches can do that. And he's just got a way of communicating with guys, I think, that, you know, creates. I have told other people that if Thomas Brown ever gets to a normal situation and gets an opportunity, I think he'd be a good head coach. I really do. He's just got that kind of quality about him. Players respond to him. Now, he hasn't been in a normal situation in a minute. He was last year in Carolina. He was an offensive coordinator without play calling. Then he was the offensive coordinator with play calling for three games, and then it got taken away, and then the head coach got fired, and then he was calling it again. It was a mixed-up situation all last season. And frankly, and I told Thomas this, he handled it with a grace that I didn't anticipate out of a lot of people, or that a lot of people I don't think would have handled it with. He's a smart guy. I mean, and he's got – the thing I think bodes well for him in the future as a play caller – or someday as a head coach is he's got such a varied experience. I mean, he's got the Rams background with McVay. Mm-hmm. He's been running backs coach. He's been offensive coordinator. He's done a lot of different stuff, seen a lot of different systems, seen a lot of stuff that doesn't work. And I just think the world of the guy as a coach. And two, as a communicator, I think he's got the ability to sell it to guys and, you know, to the media, which one day will become important when he starts doing press conferences and stuff like that, because he's got a very, if you hear Thomas talk very long, you'll hear him say that he's the product of a teacher and a preacher. You know, his parents back in Georgia were a public school educator and a minister, and, you know, he's got kind of that evangelical tone to his voice when he starts talking. So that's part of why, you know, I think he gets in a good situation, he'll flourish.
Darren, that's a great description of a guy we're going to hear from later today at Howell's Hall in his first appearance as the offensive coordinator. Let me ask you this. In Chicago, the concern is mounting about Caleb Williams and whether or not this new play caller can, A, call plays that put him in the best position to succeed, but before doing that, B, reach him and maybe say things or communicate with him in a way that restores some confidence. What do you think about those two quests for Thomas Brown?
Well, I think Bryce Young said it last year a lot. He thought that Thomas was good for him in terms of the communication, the way he talks to him, you know, the way he's able to express, you know, coaching points in a way that makes sense to players. I think that's going to help. But I think the lesson that can be learned from the experience in Carolina last year with Bryce that's still ongoing now with Dave Canales and what's happening in Chicago is playing quarterback in the NFL is really hard, and asking really young people who've never done it to do it at a high level and to have expectations of them may be misguided. I mean, as a league, maybe we just need to think differently about the position, because some of these kids are being put into situations not of their making, and then when they don't turn it around themselves, we act like they're somehow failures. So I think both Bryce last year and Caleb this year, you see the situations, and when they're thrown into chaos after coming out of what are generally successful college programs, you know, it's a lot to put on a young guy's shoulders who's never done it before.
I'm curious, when you think about the balance he had in his offense, you mentioned his background. We know was a running back, obviously, and a guy that has coached that position. Does he like the running game? Did you see any improvement in that? The Bears, their problem is they got all sorts of injuries on the offensive line. They weren't very good to begin with, and now it's reached a point where the quarterback's getting sacked, I think, 13 times in two games. It's just out of control.
Yeah, that's too many.
Yeah.
You know, it sounds like Bryce last year, who got dropped 62 times in 16 games, which was sixth most in NFL history. So a guy can't succeed in a situation like that. And that's why I say for young quarterbacks, it's never about one guy. It's never about one guy if that's a running back, a receiver, a head coach, or a coordinator. It takes a system to be put in place around these guys. I mean, for Bryce Young to look competent this year, they had to have, you know, they had to go get some targets. They had development from some rookies in the passing game. They've got the third leading rusher in the NFL and one of the better offensive lines they've ever had in this building here. So, I mean, I think the world of Thomas as a coach. I think he's going to do a great job somewhere someday. I just think it takes more than one guy to fix any of this stuff. It's got to be systemic.
Darren, before we let you go, curious, is it fair to wonder or natural to ask, will he be more run heavy? Will he be more pass happy? What do you expect from the play calling?
I think what do they do well? I think that's going to determine it. I mean, he's got a sense. He's got kind of an analytical mind of just taking, assessing the situation, looking at what works. I mean, and that's going to be different. It was different here last year, you know, at different points of the season. They leaned into the run game coming down the stretch with Chuba Hubbard last year and really set the stage for the job he's doing right now. So I think it's reasonable to expect that's what coaches try to do. They want to simplify things a little bit, draw it in. Let's run. Let's give our quarterback a chance to breathe. So I think it's reasonable to expect Thomas might do that. but he's also got dudes. I mean, you know, you don't need me to tell you about DJ Moore and what he can do for a young quarterback. So I just think Thomas has got a good sense of it. It's a good first step, but, you know, Caleb Williams, like Bryce Young, needs a lot of help around him to make things work.
Thanks, Darren. Appreciate your time, man.
You got it.
That's Darren Gantz from thepanthers.com.
This show is brought to you by 5-Hour Energy. Being a fan is a hands-on job, which is why we're freeing up your hands for cheering, jeering, and everything in between. With 5-Hour Energy Fan E-Pack, you'll be fully equipped to hit the tailgate with all the energy you and your fellow diehards need for rooting on the home team. No matter what, just take a shot past the rest to your entire squad and keep the good times rolling. Now available on 5hourenergy.com with the purchase of Stan the Fan 5-Hour Energy. Shipped nationwide.
I'm Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And together we have the podcast Office Ladies.
Just because we finished rewatching The Office does not mean we're going anywhere.
Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories from The Office and our friendship with brand new guests. Plus, you can revisit all the Office Ladies rewatch episodes every Monday with new bonus tidbits before every episode.
So follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.